What's up, everybody? It is the Being Mary Jane After Show, and we have a special guest for you, so stay tuned, because you don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Johnny. Come on.
Yes, everybody, we are slowing it down on this episode.
Like the old school, all the way down.
Yes, let me hit that note. Hello, everybody. Everybody, welcome back to the Being Mary Jane After Show.
Yes.
Dang, this brings me back to like 92.3, the beat, like Leo days.
Yes.
You know, like, what's up? Don't blame me. Don't blame me with Theo. But welcome. I am one of your hosts sitting on this wonderful panel. I am Howard III.
Okay.
First, before we get into that, I have to introduce our special guest, Miss Raven Goodwin. Hello.
Hi.
She plays Niecy, everybody.
I sure do. Hi everybody.
Excited.
Yes.
Raven, where can they follow you on Twitter and Instagram and all that good
Twitter,
stuff?
Raven Goodwin, at Raven Goodwin, and Instagram at Raven Goodwin as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, everybody, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and all that great stuff at Howard III. My beautiful co-host, my ladies over here.
Oh, me?
In that red dress.
In that
red dress.
Come on. I'm Phinia Thomas. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, everywhere at Phinia Thomas. That's F-A-H-N-I-A.
And I am Alexandria Washington. You can catch me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that good stuff at Allie the Pub.
Allie the Pub.
Yes.
Allie the Pub.
Yes.
Okay, everybody. So it is episode 6, season 4, mm-hmm. Getting Home.
Yes.
Yes.
Getting
yes.
naked.
Oh.
Then getting home.
Getting home.
Are these titles, Raven?
We're just trying to get.
Just getting somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, let's kick this off, Raven. What is it like being on a show that's just so powerful, so moving, so everything?
It's, of course, it's liberating, but at the same time, it's very scary because you're telling these very difficult stories and you want them to be tastefully done and, you want the audience to learn something from it, and so it's definitely a huge responsibility, I feel. But I think that we accomplish it and we do it well.
Yes, you
and,
do.
You know, we work hard.
What do you think the biggest challenge for you has been, like, in the evolution? We talked a little bit earlier, all said about, like, your character and how it's kind of, like, taking a turn and evolving a little bit. How is that kind of just, like, getting into character and seeing it, like, shift like that?
It was definitely a different vibe. Shooting season 4, I was very focused. Not that I wasn't before. I'm always focused and professional. Mm-hmm. But, I just really, like I said, I just really wanted to tell the story in good taste and not have, you know, the viewers walking away feeling like we're exploiting the Black community in any type of way or anything like that. But these things happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, at 22, you know, girls are, we're confrontational. We think we know everything.
Yeah.
We want to fight. We want to, you know, so I think, you know, us telling that story with Niecy, you know, making that mistake, you know, is and actually having to face the consequences was pretty was pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. Because we talked about it a lot last week was,
oh,
I said, girl, if you ain't never acted before in your life,
I was hiding watching that episode. I was hiding, but I was very happy.
Why were you hiding?
I always get, you know, I actually, everything that I've done, I've only watched once except for my first two movies. I've seen them a couple times, but everything that I've done, I watch once and I never watch again.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I haven't even seen some episodes of Good Luck Charlie.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't see the scene at the end with the bicycle in the background?
Yeah, I watch it. I watch it like this.
Oh my God.
That was everything. You came through.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Like, you left it all on the floor.
Jesus.
Thank you.
I would say, I would just watch that for some encouragement on my daily. You have no idea how much times I ran back the episode. We talked so much about it.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
Thank you.
You get to that point as a woman, it's just like, I'm done. And you served it for everybody.
Yes. And I think this was a good arc to show Niecy's growth. From,
definitely.
You know, from season 1.
Definitely, like, because, you know, Niecy has naive moments, but she's not a naive girl. She's
right.
not stupid. And I think you know, I saw the audience take that ride with her. Like, when the episode first started out, they was like, oh, you stupid. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Shut up. You suck. Mm-hmm. And then as it progressed, it was like, okay. Oh, okay.
What's the feedback like on the streets? Because I know I was hollering at the screen. So when you actually run into those people on the street, do they holler at you?
Yes, they do. It's definitely a very, you know, homey, like, girl, don't be doing that to your auntie. My niece. It's very personable, and I like that, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, when people see me, they definitely show love as if I'm a family member.
Mm-hmm. You are. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday night.
Because I was just going to say that every time you watch the episode, you feel like that's your, like, distant cousin or something. Yeah. You just like, oh, Niecy just can't get it together. She made me so sick. Right. Oh, you know,
especially with her tweets.
We all need a cousin to judge. We all need.
Well,
that
you are my cousin.
That's true.
It's not a family without that one cousin.
Hello.
Well, let's get into a little bit of this episode tonight. So it was a good one. I mean, they always are.
Yes.
We open up with Mary Jane. You know, hitting,
getting hit with a snowball. That was hilarious.
Yes. On national television. Yeah. How would y'all feel if y'all were on camera? You know, like most of our hosts are, well, on camera. Next, you know, boom, we hit with something. Snowball
can. I'm squaring up immediately. It's a wrap.
Hello?
Fired. I don't care. I'm fighting.
But she handles it with so much grace. And I love the fact that Mary Jane is finally growing up too.
Yeah.
Because you see that, like, maturity at its
grace. She showed somebody off with a hot mic.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, that's the next tweet. That's the next Instagram.
Mercedes coming at her with that extra clapback. She did a nice clapback, I feel like, for air to where it still flowed. But then to get hit with that snowball and just throw. All right, well, toss it back to you guys. All right, Rhonda. Which one of y'all, you know? So you see that growth in her, because she could have just very well, SNC, that would have been a different Mary Jane reaction.
I'm telling you, if it was me.
Listen.
Yeah, child. So,
we would have knew today.
Okay.
We also find out that Mary Jane gets to go back to Atlanta and see, you know, her family, but she's also working. Mm-hmm. You know, she's going there for a little civil rights movement. So go ahead, Mary Jane. I'm happy to see you go back, and, you know, they bring the family back in.
Right.
Because I like them as everybody. Mary Jane, the mother, the father, Niecy, everyone.
Yeah, we like to see her whole life, you know, because it's being Mary Jane.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But not every, you know, she's this successful woman, so of course she's not going to be with her family 24/7.
Nope.
That's true.
I was quietly scared about her going to Atlanta, I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Y'all, I didn't know if y'all was going to be with the I didn't know what y'all was going to be with. And I was like, if she gets back to Atlanta and it's like back to square one, she can't afford to go back and be getting distracted trying to fix everything. And I was like, Lord, this is going to be the test. I just knew it.
It was a good trip.
And that's what she says. She mentioned that she had some apprehension about falling into old habits of, you know, meddling.
Trying to save everybody. Meddling.
Mm-hmm. Which there was doses of it, but I think it wasn't a whole tablespoon. It was just a teaspoon.
It was healthy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was healthy. Her dynamic with her family before is pretty unideal and unhealthy, but I think coming home, everybody, you know, growing in a way, she's growing in a way, I think that they're growing together as a family and they don't even really recognize it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed, because Patrick is growing too.
He is. My daddy doing good.
He is. Your little speech in the kitchen last week with him, your little conversation when he was like, trust your gut.
That was real.
I love to see that daddy-daughter dynamic on the show as well.
Mm-hmm. You need that.
Mm-hmm. Sweet stuff.
And we also see that Niecy over here is having some problems with Travion biting in school. Mm-hmm. his little self. You know, she's trying to figure out what's going on with Travion. Why is he biting the nightmares? The what happened, you know, of course, to you getting electrocuted. Yeah. Well, not electrocuted, but
tased.
Yeah.
Electrocuted. Damn near how Niecy was on that ground. Girl, you was.
Yeah, and I think what the show was trying to highlight was the fact that when something traumatic happens, things like PTSD and things like that
absolutely
are very real. And, you know, sometimes in the Black community, we don't deal with it in, you know, through therapy or other ways. We do church or we just you be alright.
Chocolate. Right. Mm-hmm.
Or we just bury it.
Or we just
don't discuss it at all.
And we don't discuss it. So, I thought that that was cool too. You know, her telling me that, you know, she'll pay for therapy and me accepting it.
I thought that was growth. Because even though Lee introduced it and Mary Jane was like, no, black people don't do that. Mm-hmm. And she said, even she mentioned that, you know, the mom would be like, we just pray it out.
Go to Sunday school.
Exactly. I think that was real growth. And that's something that a lot of us deal with, not wanting to be labeled with mental illness. People feel like that's something bad. Yes. But if you're getting help for it, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, right. Because they're really so quick to write us off. And that's, you know, that's what that was. And it's funny because I was sitting watching the episode with my sister. And last week, I was just like, I was going through so much stuff and I was like, I want to go see somebody just to talk to somebody that's not biased, like somebody that doesn't know what I got going on, whatever. And honestly, that crap is relaxing.
Yeah.
Well, you can just sit and get off to somebody, like, you know, and it's definitely needed because we do shame it off. Like, and that sucks.
We do. And the fact that she was like, she didn't want to be considered a failure.
Yeah.
That was really touching.
Yeah. I mean, she's 22 with two kids and, you know, every day something or someone makes her feel like she's failing.
Right.
And I think, you know, she wants her kids to live a better life than she did, but she kind of doesn't know how to get out of that rut, but she's figuring it out.
Learning opportunities. It's all learning opportunities. And I love the tweet about if his name had been, what was it, Trevor and not Trevor.
Travion, not Travion, he wouldn't have got kicked out of school.
And that's why Beyonce liked it too. So
I mean, has Beyonce ever liked? Has she ever liked it, like in real life?
Beyonce doesn't know I exist yet. So
what if she sits up and watch Mary Jane right now? What would you tell her?
Hi, Mom. No, I'm kidding. Respect. Yes. She's a dope woman, and she's accomplished a lot in a very what can be ugly industry, and she's made it beautiful, and she's done a beautiful job, and it's been positive, and it's been dope, and it's been, you know, I love Beyonce.
See, that's why she's a Mary Jane fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you be putting bugs in Instagram comments.
That's me.
I am.
That's
the
literally
bee.
Me.
Okay.
Lord
Jesus. We move on to Lee pretty much doing a pop-up on Mary Jane in Atlanta. He said his agent, yes, he's
a stalker.
I thought
about you and Megan.
Me too.
I told my sister, I said, P, as soon as I get there, I said, and we talk about this, I'm just going to be quiet because they going to say what I tell you, girl.
I know. That's what
he's
I thought
a creep. I told you he's a creeper.
He's not a creeper.
That's what she said.
Listen, women, we want to be swept off of our feet.
And he swept me.
Oh, he was there for a
that
job.
That is a part of the sweet. He was there for her. He showed up.
He had me at episode one.
He showed up. That was him showing up. Hey, I want to meet your family. Hey, this is an extra step for us to take. Now, it could have went, you know, left if she didn't, if she wanted her space, but she didn't, and she was happy to see him.
Right.
So that's it.
Okay, so I will slightly retract some. Well, and yes, episode one, when you're popping up at my job, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
That stands. And I will say, I did
but
write down.
But it's persistent.
Down, well,
thank you.
But it's still new. I did write down, pops up again? Like, come on. But then,
little baby Fania bubble. How does he know where Mary J. Deal is?
Look, just popping up on the door. And while she's saying, I don't like surprises, ding dong. Okay, yes, in real life, I would love that. I would die for her.
I would die.
Especially because now at the end,
I would feel very
special.
It's
because he loves her.
Yeah.
So I put a little smiley face. He's winning me over.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, so is he at a creep status or...
He's out of the creep lane.
Okay.
Because it's time. It takes time. You just taking
the stride. Is he straddling the line or is he over it?
He's in the middle. So, like, it's three lanes. He's in the middle lane.
Well, Megan, listen. Megan, when you watch this episode, running it back next week, you got to pick a side.
Exactly. I thought it was still a little dangerous, though, because if I'm not inviting you to my parents' house, how do you know that she wanted him to meet the parents and meet the
family?
Like,
that she was ready for that?
Yeah.
I thought about that, too. But then I thought,
I think because she's such a complex woman and he knows how complex she is, he's like, let me just take the initiative. Let me just...
I'm taking
a risk. He might know that he's taking a risk, but he's doing it and he's showing up. And she's loving it. She's not complaining.
That's true.
Ooh.
They
went to the little drive-in.
Right? So, who has ever? Have you ever at the drive-in?
No.
The movie theater?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I've never been to a drive-in.
Yeah, I went in Arkansas.
So is that a yes?
I haven't been. I've been, but I haven't did all that.
I thought that was so cute.
Cause romantic.
Yeah. Points. He gets points all day. That's where she lost her virginity. Like, mm-hmm. Points all day.
In the pickup truck, in the back of the pickup truck.
It's just classic.
All they had to do was put poetic justice on in the back, and it would have been done.
That's it. That's all.
Beautiful moments.
Beautiful moments. I am loving them as a couple. Can we move into the, when they decide they want to get a little freaky, do a little texting late night, because you know, Mrs. Mama said, Mama Helen said, you two would not sleep in the same room under
my
house.
Why you not? Get freaky with your mom under the same roof because moms can walk in
at any time.
Exactly. But the mom had a rule. She said, you guys will not be in the same room under my house.
She's old school.
Hello. And that's been since Pauletta was a youngin'. Mm-hmm. All right. And Pauletta thought she was grown.
That's
was
why she had to go to the drive-in.
Helen wasn't having it.
I said, oh my God. Exactly. He was just so comfortable so quick, like he was bucket naked. His member on the family pillow. Like, wait a minute.
I like it.
There's still a little bit of like suspense and like when you're in your parents' home about to have sex, like it's still a little like nervous and you're on edge, but he got comfortable real quick.
He was at home with his briefs off.
Yes, and I like how she said
when it's 22 centimeters.
I love that, and I love when mom was like, I'll snip it, do it again.
Exactly. Girl, I had like little kids in that moment. I thought that was
cute. It was really cute. Them sitting side by side.
You did it. No, you didn't. It was so cute.
Really cute.
Sat them down side by side. Yep. So let's move on to them actually getting to this event now. We finally see the reason Mary Jane is there. She's here at this event. She's there with, what was his name again? The judge. Judge
McAllister.
Yes, there you go. Judge McAllister, you know, he's there for the civil rights movement. Mary Jane sees some of her old friends, Vlad, and some other people from the
friends,
state.
Co-workers.
Yeah.
Those are associates.
They're associates. They not her friends.
Yeah, because they were throwing shade. But Vlad, can we talk about him one moment? The shade with Vlad and them.
But you know what? I don't like his character in anything he plays.
I don't like. Jealous of a woman.
Yeah.
Period.
Thank you. Especially when it's black on black. We always talk about black girls against black girls, but this was like unnecessary.
And then it was
some punk stuff. You know, you're acting like a punk.
And he took it to a whole nother level with the tongue licking, and then if I had tits, like
back up.
He was so out of pocket, so unprofessional for him to be like, exactly.
And then was trying to stunt on Mary Jane, too. What was the line he said when they were talking at first? They were asking her how great Day USA was, and he was like, and this hasn't been said yet, but I finally made it to that anchor chair. I know you're probably upset that it wasn't you. Wait a minute,
what's wrong with you?
Why are you competing with Mary Jane, bro?
Why are you competing with a woman? Just do your job. Be happy.
Be Vlad.
Be Vlad.
No.
Be Vlad.
But I do like how Lee helped her outwit him.
Super sexy.
Yeah.
Love super fun. That.
Partner in crime. Bonnie and Clyde.
And even after that, you know, when Lee distracted him and he went away, she still outwitted him because she went to the wife. Mm-hmm. She went to the real boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which Vlad wasn't even in his radar
at all.
So I just
I love that. Mary Jane.
I love that. That
was day.
That's how it's supposed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I wonder. So has that happened to you guys, where you had to outsmart another former coworker or current coworker, where you tried to go through the back door because they were throwing so much shade on you?
It'd be like that.
Trying to block your blessing, pretty much.
It'd be like that.
Can't nobody block my blessing.
Yeah. What's for me is for me.
Jesus.
Come on.
I think, like, maybe from a standpoint of being a reporter and wanting to have, like, the exclusive or something that's enterprising and new, you might have to think of another way to ask the same question that you've been asking, you know,
all down the carpet.
You know, like, in that aspect, yes. But to, like, try to undermine somebody and be evil and malicious, no. Not that deep. Like, I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have it. As far as I'm concerned, like, have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Uh-huh. You can't never switch up who you are. You always got to be true to yourself.
You got to be true to yourself. Because when the dust settles, Charlie, you got to be happy with that night.
You got to listen.
Okay.
And in this episode, we didn't see too much of Kara. We didn't see her. We saw a little bit of her and her husband. Not her husband. Sorry, her and her son. Mm-hmm. Her son who was clearly doing
there,
sex.
He out there.
Yeah. I mean, he's a teenage boy.
And he got plenty of business, you know. And his business is a 16-year-old with braces.
I thought that was a cute line.
That was so cute.
It was.
It was so cute.
He's like, listen.
And I'm glad we finally got to see them. And now we know where they are. Like, they're in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It was good to see them. I'm glad she gets to go home and do those kind of things and still be with her sons. Right. And I love that. It's more than just safe sex. It's also, let's not have any babies.
Yeah.
Like, it's deeper than that.
She's like, it ain't about the birds and the bees. Mm-hmm. Don't be bringing home no kids.
Right. Yeah. Like, niece. Even though he did get a little flip with that comment about her mom's boyfriend. What's his name?
Orlando.
That was right.
He was aiming for a pop in the mouth now.
But see, it's so sucky because you got to think real life in situations like these where the mom is not present and a parent period isn't present. And then you pop up trying to overparent because you're not there. Like, you got to expect a little slight every once in a while. Something. I ain't saying it's right, but... Right. You got to see it coming at some point.
Sassy kids.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to 2017.
Mm-hmm. Lord. My nephew is seven, and he has a rebuttal for everything.
Child. Oh, I'm sure at that age, they know everything, of course. But isn't it kind of funny, though, some of it?
It's adorable. I'm obsessed with him, but we argue all the time. We fight. Like, we fight.
What does he say about Niecy? I love you.
He just goes... that's auntie on TV. That's all he says. He doesn't really follow the story. He's not like, ooh, married today. He's just like, auntie's on TV. And just smiles and goes to sleep.
What's his name?
His name is Charles Jr. Aww. I love you, little Charles.
Hey, Charles.
And my other nephew, Chance. Hi, baby.
Hey, Charles
and
Chance. Mm-hmm.
They're cute.
What does your other family members think about, like, this whole
journey? They love Big Mary Jane. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, they're proud of me, they support me, all that good stuff. They watch the show every week, and they text my mom all day, like, oh girl, the pot went, and they have their commentary about it. So my sister loves the show. Mm-hmm. I have a good support system, and they're happy.
That's good.
Yep.
So we also see after the event that Mary Jane and Lee get a little bit of alone time, you know, in the dark, where it's, you know, they can't really see each other. Mm-hmm. And Lee says, I just really came to meet your family. Like, that's the whole reason why the agent booked me out here. And he wanted to know all the things that Vlad was saying out of line about Mary Jane. Mm. Talking about, I guess the mess one with the nice tits or something like that. Mm-hmm. Throwing that real shade. And Lee finally threw down and said, listen, bro, you ain't doing this to my woman. Not today, not tomorrow, not yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm coming for you. Mm-hmm. So I love how they actually got a moment. And in that moment, she said, I love you. But she meant it. Mm-hmm.
Child, when a man come to your defense like how he did. Mm-hmm. Child, you can't not.
Yeah, she apologized to him. They communicated about it. Mm-hmm. And on to the next level. That's how you're supposed
to
do it.
Goals, that's how it's supposed to be.
So it brings you closer together.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That was good. It was a good moment.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I like how he defended her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He came. He wasn't playing about them
hands. Defend me.
Because remember now, a couple episodes back, there was some question because
he crossed his legs.
And loved tea.
And loves tea.
So, he's...
I say, Mary Jane, the man is from England. Cut him a break.
Exactly.
He saved himself. So, he has both sides, which I think every girl kind of wants.
That's hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, like, Jesus. If you can't have a cup of tea with me or, like, a glass of, like, Malbec or Pinot Noir, like, I don't know if I can do it. We got to be well-rounded. We got to be able to do the, you know, the whiskey shots and, you know, the glass of wine. We got to be able to go to the chicken spot and go to the five-star restaurant.
It's classy ratchet.
You know, it's classy ratchet.
I got four words. Where he at, though? Where he at, though? Where he at?
Oh, my God.
That's all I got. Where he at, though? Where is he?
He's here. He's somewhere. In the atmosphere. He's somewhere.
God preparing him. I'm just waiting.
Do you think a man crossing his legs is just too much metro? Because
I see classic men do it.
2 weeks ago.
I see, you know.
3 weeks
ago. Men like Richard Roundtree. Well, he crawled a league. He crossed his legs. I've seen men like just cross it over
at the ankle.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? But I don't mind it. It's not a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, what you think?
I didn't say it was a deal breaker. Did I say it was a deal breaker?
No.
I'm a woman. I'm allowed to change my mind at any moment. But I don't think I said it was a deal breaker.
Listen, my thigh's too big to cross my legs. So if you can do it, baby, go ahead. Go ahead, baby. Cross your legs.
I was wondering, so when did they learn it? Like, when do males learn how to sit like a male? That was my question, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a good question. I like just...
That's all.
Just their mannerisms, just with how it comes.
When you learn how to sit like a man? When you gonna learn how to sit like a man?
Does that answer your question, Helen?
Ain't nobody told you how to sit down.
Like a man.
Like a man. That's so funny. I love that. Crazy. No, I don't mind. It doesn't matter.
Oh, man. So we move on back to the house where we find out that Miss Helen used to be in a little singing group.
Come on, Shug.
Yes. That's what I thought, too. I was like, Shug, they time to try it, you know, it's just about time. Put it back in.
I mean, you got to put, when Miss Avery's in the room, you got to put her voice on a track.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and a beautiful one at that. She was a blues singer.
Fabulous.
And she was touring with a man named Red. Red.
Yeah. I wonder Taylor. Why Red she Turner. Did, she said, Turner. Don't tell the kids.
I guess because Mary Jane was home and she didn't want to ruin the vibe. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I figured, too. Because she made mention, and she was just like, you know, we just want to enjoy Pauletta being home.
Yeah, enjoy being home. She's in Atlanta. No drama.
But for a minute, I didn't know who Red, because all she said was Red.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if Red is like one of those women at the little group or something like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was it was a guy either.
Mm-hmm.
Said old it was a friend. Good friend, too, a good old friend. I was like, wonder what that is.
Mm-hmm. But it was a great message because she was like, Mary Jane, you can have it all.
Yeah.
You can have your career. You can have your man. You can have some kids. Back in her time, she thought she couldn't have it all. Yeah. Miss Helen, she said, I need to only have, a husband or my career. I think it's a great modern day time. I mean, in this times now, women can have it all.
They're doing it.
And I think that's why she was really so hard on Mary Jane, looking back on all these seasons, like about her going and doing and watching all of her shows. And if you watch, she's like overly involved in everything that Mary Jane does, like super duper supportive with her on air. Mm-hmm. And I think now it kind of ties in together.
Yes.
Definitely.
So.
Mm-hmm. I was confused about the egg carton comment and the empty egg carton and cracked. Was she saying that Mary Jane can't have kids anymore?
Yeah, she was. That's what she was implying.
She said,
for sure.
She said,
and if you do have eggs, they cracked. What? Yeah.
That's that Southern Mama thing.
Yeah, that's...
It's old school.
I thought that was...
It was overboard.
It was harsh.
Yeah. Shady. It was definitely a shady comment to make for a woman who was trying to have a baby a year ago. You know what I'm saying?
Like, she really wanted to do that. And also coming off of, you can have it all. Well, then she could have a kid, too, if she wanted.
Then her parents know about the previous situation where she had about the baby, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with David. So it's kind of touchy.
Yeah, it's touchy. It was a touchy comment. Yeah. But Mary Jane took it well.
She did.
Growth.
Yeah, Mary Jane. You think she's going to have kids with Lee? Because, I mean, I know they're in the little honeymoon, like, ooh, puppy love.
He already has kids. We have to consider that, too.
That was a good bonding moment between Lee and Niecy with the kids. Ooh, and she was
She softened up on him.
She did soften up. Because she sat down like, you cannot relate to me. You don't know me. And he was like, actually, we have a lot more in common than you actually think. Mm-hmm. His kid has been kicked out. And I like that he helped her with the tweet to be humorous,
cute.
Like, because that's something that she's into. She's into tweeting. He's a comedian. Mm-hmm. He can make funny tweets.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that Because at first when he came in and sat down at the table,
wasn't
you,
having it.
Nope. Child, no. Wasn't I told it. You I was mad at you.
She can't end up with any old riffraff.
I was like, ooh, wee. She is serving it to him. God, give Lee a break. He's
nope.
new.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Passed the test.
Damn it, Niecy. And then even good. When, whatchamacallit, when Mary Jane came in, was like, what was you and Niecy talking about? He was or how I look? And he was like, if Niecy was here, Niecy would be like, damn, girl. I was like, yes. So it's very cute good. That he has those like little ties in with the family.
Yeah, and I like how he's trying to adapt to our culture and really, you know.
Your daddy liked him too.
Yeah.
You know that bonding moment over the hog head cheese. That was good. And the story of, I know.
Have you had it before?
No, ma'am.
Oh, that's a real thing?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a real thing. Yeah, you didn't hear the story about how it happened?
Have you had it before?
No. Yeah. I had a chitlin before and I was done.
Yes, chitlin.
I liked how they were in the kitchen and the dad was explaining to Lee how and why the cheese is so important and where it comes from and the background of the history
Beautiful
of that.
Scene.
It's not lost on me. It's Black History Month. I love the little factoids. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Big Mary Jane's always good with that. We always got some facts up in there.
Yep.
Facts.
A little bit of history.
Hashtag facts.
That was good stuff. I was like, oh, damn, that's why I love this show.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks nasty.
it really is. I haven't had it, but
no,
it is
no.
gross.
No, thank you. Just no.
It's like jiggly and
no, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Did you guys have it? Was it real?
Yeah.
It was real. So it's really. Oh, okay.
And you didn't try it at all?
Yay.
I
know.
I would have done at least one.
Did anybody try it besides did Lee really eat it?
No, that was like a fruit gelatin.
Ah, you tricked us.
We tricked
OG.
You guys. No.
Dang.
Interesting. It's a lot of
it looks
mystery
disgusting.
Meat in that little jiggly igloo.
But all the history yumminess. Just made me want to take like just a little, you know.
Nah, I'm good.
Ray, there's a lot of people that sweated and put their hard work into.
Listen,
you know,
listen. I appreciate
your ancestors.
I appreciate the pig now, but I think I'm just good. Okay. It just doesn't agree with me and my body.
For me, it's a lot of people that work hard for that.
Yeah. No? To each their own. Time for prediction.
Oh,
y'all too much.
Who wants to kick it out? Allie?
Huh?
Who we?
Allie, you got some?
Ooh.
What you got, girl?
So, ooh we.
I'll go. This is what I got for you guys. I have two.
All right.
Okay.
This all in the same episode?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Rhonda's going to get the McAllister interview.
Ooh.
Okay. And the Red Turner situation with Mama Helen, something deeper. There's something deeper there. I think, like, maybe he's one of the baby daddies. Not. I'm just kidding.
I knew Patrick didn't look like
in the show. Yeah. I was jumping the show. I'm just kidding. Okay. That's what I got.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I figured with the interview, I didn't think Rhonda. That was a good prediction, though. I figured that Vlad was going to end up getting it. And we were going to see a little bit more of his character for some odd reason. Because I feel like he's going to come back up. Because I feel like when he was talking to Lee, it ran a little bit deeper in Lee. Although they talked about it and communicated with it. I feel like it ran a little bit deeper. It looked like it cut him a little deeper. I think he's going to bring it back up. And we're going to find out a little bit about because Vlad's never came up. So we're going to... Vlad. There's another storyline to that.
With that Vlad.
Yeah.
That Vlad.
Okay.
And something crazy is going to happen with Kara and Orlando next episode. Because they was off this week. I don't know.
I was just about to say that. Because you know Kara's my girl.
Yeah, they was off this week.
What's your prediction? Teach him a few things.
That's mine. For Kara, she's going to... I still see the kids acting out more. Even though she came home and visited the kids, they're going to act out a little bit more. I think she is finally going to get her Emmy. I mean, I keep saying it because she's now in the boys' club. And then I see her in Orlando, maybe even getting engaged.
Oh,
you want them to blossom?
Yes.
Okay,
I see a ring.
He's young too, so he may be ready to go.
Ain't nothing wrong.
So what's your prediction without giving anything away or just what you would like to see or just
anything.
I predict that Niecy becomes the next Oprah.
By the way, she tweeting. I don't know. That's right.
She done ruined that already.
The only thing she got on her side is Beyonce right now.
Listen.
I love it.
Listen, hopefully you get to see all of the characters, you know, figure it out. I ain't saying nothing.
So Niecy's gonna find love, maybe.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
I mean,
she needs to focus on herself. She needs to focus on herself.
That was great.
She needs to focus on herself. Oh, I was like, what was that? And figure a career out and focus on her kids. That's what I want for her.
Yes. Well, she's doing a good job at it so far.
And get her money back up because she had to get that off.
But let me tell you about Niecy's weave game real fast. Child, the hair is laid and slayed for Jesus.
How did you feel about her having to give the money back? Did you feel like was righteous?
Yes.
Okay.
You broke a non-disclosure agreement with the police.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What do you expect?
And then you talked about them, too.
Mm-hmm. And then talk, girl.
They can kiss the blackest part of me. I said, oh, shoot.
Just went in, and it's like sometimes you have to... just suck it up and you gotta take it and you gotta take responsibility. Ain't nobody tell you to be fighting in the club. You could've, you know, just let her keep on walking by and let her say what she had to say. But you know, sometimes it's hard. And I know that personally, that it is hard to avoid somebody who's trying you.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're from where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And from where Niecy's from.
Mm-hmm.
You think Jill Scott is coming back?
She needs to. I want my mama back. Me and Jill Scott had great chemistry on screen. Mm-hmm. Like, we really vibed, and she's super, super an amazing actress. She, you know, she has an eye for directing. She's dope.
Mm.
I would love to work for her again.
How is it working with Gabrielle? She seems really, like, laid back and fun. I watch her on Snapchat when she's looking, like, taping and stuff. What have you learned from her?
I mean, everything, just timing, you know, I'm very observant when I'm on set, so I get kind of, I get quiet some days, and I just sit back, and I'm like, wow, I'm really working with, you know, legends, and amazing, amazing actors and actresses, and so working with Gabby, you know, since, for, what is this, 5 years, because we did the movie, we did the four seasons, it's been incredible and a dream come true. You know, I was a little girl watching Bring It On, and you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of surreal sometimes, and you know, Color Purple is one of, you know, our household favorite movies, and know, Shaft, and you know, it's crazy. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you have coming up that your fans could look out for? What's in the pipeline?
Well, I'm actually leaving in a couple hours. We're doing a Being Mary Jane Season 4B. We're going to shoot some more episodes for Season 4.
Ooh.
And then I have a movie coming out in May. Well, it's just a little cameo I did in Amy Schumer's movie, Snatched.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty funny. It's going to be pretty funny.
She's funny.
It's quick. I'm in there. I'm in and out. But, you know, she was really cool. We shot in Hawaii. I was in Hawaii for, you know, a couple of days. And we had a ball. It was a really cool experience. And I'm super thankful that she thought of me, you know, to do that role.
Of course she should. Yeah. Okay, so you're leaving like literally in hours to go to Atlanta to film?
I get picked up at 5:45.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
So what is that? Jesus. What's that process like? You have like 5 more minutes.
Perfect. So they're bringing it, you go in for wardrobe, you know, do the hair thing, try to figure that out. Because, you know, Niecy switches it up, honey.
Yes.
And, you know, get to shooting March, I think March 1st, my first day shooting.
So do you know how much further ahead do you know as far as like what episode and like your lines and what's gonna happen?
I have the scripts, but I don't know what we're shooting in the order yet, but you know, I'm always prepared. We always ready.
how long is a day of shooting, like when you're on set? Are you there from exactly like 6 a.m.
It just depends. If you're on that call sheet like all day, you're there. Sometimes, you know, 12, 14, 16 hours.
I've seen that for a long time.
Yeah, we've been there. Wow. We pull some all-nighters for sure.
What's one thing that, I guess, Niecy has brought out of you as a character? Like, being a character is totally different than being your own personal self. What has Niecy brought out of you in this process?
In this process? Wow, that's a good question. You know, Niecy is something that I'm not. She's a mother. And, at first I was like, I don't know how to be a mom. And, you know, those natural instincts just kicked in, and I'm like, what would my mom say to me? Or what, you know, does my sister say to her nephews? And, you know, she's brought out that nurturing side of me. And, you know, just, you gotta be accountable for your stuff.
Right, yep.
And that's for sure a lesson that Niecy has taught me, for sure. So, you know, I love Niecy. I got a lot of love for her. I love playing her. And I hope that she blossoms the way that I, you know, dream of.
She definitely will. She's
I want
on
the
way.
Best for her. She's she like will. A part of she me comes, at this point.
I mean, 5 years. She comes from a city family. She has to blossom.
Well, you
she
my cousin. To. You got to get it together. Or else I'm talking about you.
And she has
week.
Two kids. I want her to get her own place. I want her to do some hair. I want to, you know, everything. Work with her mom. Do something.
Yes. Alrighty, Miss Raven. Well, we appreciate you stopping by with us tonight.
I always have fun at AfterBuzz TV. Love Thank it. You so much.
It's fun. On the plane and everything.
Right?
Well, everybody, that is our episode. You can also tweet us. Use the hashtag ABTVBMJ. Yep. We want to see your comments about, you know, Ms. Raven coming in and today's episodes and all that great stuff. So, I am Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III.
I'm Phinia Thomas. You can find me at all the same places.
I'm Raven Goodwin. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Raven Goodwin. Thank you so much for having me.
Indeed. Thank you for coming. And I'm Alexandria Washington. You can find me on Allie the Pub across all social media platforms.
Yes. Thanks, everybody, for watching Being Mary Jane. We love you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.